This podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 19, and we ask that you respect your local laws regarding cannabis.
Be sure to like, download, follow, subscribe, and of course, share with your friends.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Amanda.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Just came off a weekend of 420.
Yay, 420. It's what cannabis boy. New Year.
Right?
Yeah, I get to take the week off. Ha ha. Not happening.
But this week, we have one of our favorite people
in the space, yeah.
In the space.
We love running into this person at events. He's amazing. He's making actual change and spreading a message that I think is deeply important.
Yeah.
And who is it?
Well, we've got Dave Pantano.
Yes.
From Dope and Disabled Productions. Yeah. And he's the founder of Dope and Disabled Productions, and he's also the co-creative director with the Dope Creative Club.
Yes, yes. And
he also does consulting work for like stores and events for these events to become more accessible. So if you are a store owner, if you work in a store, if you work on events, if you're just genuinely interested in the work that Dave's doing, reach out to him.
Yeah, well, let's hear it from Dave. Welcome, Dave. Today we have Dave Pantano with us virtually in the hot box. We have met Dave many times.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
He's at all the events.
I can't think of an event that I haven't seen him at.
Even up in Ottawa last year at C3 Grass on the Hill, which was amazing having him there, because Dave is an advocate for accessibility. He's pushing for inclusion. He's working to educate. He's out there spreading the message, and we really love what Dave is doing. So welcome to the Hot Box, Dave.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Now, Dave, we know that you're super involved within the cannabis space and within the accessibility, you know, scope. I also know that you are an event planner and that you have thrown some dope-ass events.
Yeah. Recently, me and my dope co-partner and co-founder, Natty B, Natalia Norton, have hosted a party up in Toronto after Expo.
Nice.
We had about 100 people over at OPP, Other People's Pot.
Super
cool.
Wow.
Fun. That's really cool.
That's super cool.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Dope and Disabled and the Dope Creative Club?
And about yourself.
Yeah, and about yourself and how you came into the space.
I've been in the cannabis space, I could say, probably for about a good 15 years.
Wow.
I've been smoking cannabis, talking about, you know, how it's been helping me or how it helps me, whether that's physically or mentally. Using it quite often, hanging out with people that were advocates about it, and just being open about it. But like being absolutely serious about it and putting my wheels forward, I guess I could say, and really pushing to make a change for other people and help other people was probably about 2 years ago now, when I was in a crazy depression, honestly. I really didn't know where I was going. The pandemic had hit me pretty hard, and the tourism industry hit me pretty hard. So I created Dope and Disabled Productions as an idea to get the word out there about the lack of accessibility within not just the cannabis industry, but within Canada, and the changes that needed to be made after COVID had hit. There was a lot of talk about accessibility and access and making things easier for people and helping people out. And I haven't seen any of that, to be totally honest, or very little of it.
You haven't seen very much change or progression?
I haven't seen very much change, very much progression in regards to accessibility and access for anybody that needs to have that ability to work in easier and a lot better. Because when you have your space and your ability to work your way, then you succeed better. I think we all succeed better. But I've seen a lack of that, and I continue to see a lack of that. So it really started to piss me off. And I decided that through my excitement for cannabis and seeing so many disabled people within the cannabis industry, that I hung out with, I was friends with, I knew through other work, or I just wanted to work with. I just started pushing the Dope and Disabled Productions as a
way to get a conversation started.
Oh yeah, exactly. A way to get a conversation started. That was very important, that kept getting pushed to the side, I believe, and needed to be talked about. Accessibility and disability is important. I think Canada's severely missing out on a massive market of people that they could be tapping into and including and seeing money being generated from if they just do it right, if things were just done properly.
Mm-hmm. So, Dave, I keep saying this to Annie, that like as an able-bodied person, when we used to visit events before we knew you, accessibility wasn't something that was on the forefront of our mind. Like when we would book events or we would become involved in an event.
Even attending events not something that you think of. And I think starting the conversation, that's what High Ladies is all about. Get people thinking about it. And after meeting you and hanging out with you at events, now we go and we're like, nope, that's no good. That's no good. It's really on the forefront of what we are assessing.
Yeah. And even things like as I walk down my sidewalk, you know, I'm noticing things and I'm like, oh, if somebody had any kind of mobility issue, that would be a big problem. And I find myself calling my city more and being like, hey, my sidewalk is disturbed and it's an accessibility problem. Somebody needs to come out and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if anything, that it's a huge piece that I've taken away from our relationship and our conversations is that it takes a change, like a mindset change of everybody. So like you're saying, everybody in Canada. Yeah. And if we all just thought a little bit more about making things accessible, we would make huge strides.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people who, when we don't make things accessible, who are excluded from the conversation. And that's not fair for those individuals, but also for like the industry.
Yes.
Because we're missing a whole piece of the puzzle.
I've even been noticing, and I'm not going to name any names, but the amount of dispensaries that are not accessible.
Yes.
And that surprises me because they're all pretty new.
Yeah. Dave, do you find, is that something that you find when you visit dispensaries? Is that sometimes they're not accessible?
Yeah. More times than not.
Oh.
I've struggled for the last year to prove myself or prove to different dispensaries, different people within those dispensaries that are doing the hiring, that I can do the job, or I can get into the building properly and do the job properly, or I can just get in and, you know, buy some weed properly. A lot of doors that don't work properly, or a lot of older, at least in the Niagara region, we find a lot of older buildings being used to create these shops.
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes very odd designs, very odd entrances, and laws that protect people from not having to become accessible or make their shop accessible to the fullest. So yeah, like I said, I've struggled to get a job in the industry for over 2 years now of straight trying to get in and do something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be very strategic in the shop I go to or order from, because of the either a couple steps for me being in a wheelchair, or even if like the ramp that they've decided to get, they didn't think about the slope of the ramp too much for me, and then I still can't get in, or someone with a cane can't get in for sure. Because they have nothing to hold on to be able to help them get up.
Right.
So even the ones that are becoming accessible or trying to become accessible are not becoming accessible because they're not seeing it from the point of view from a disabled person.
Right.
That sounds like a lack of consultation within the community. Like it has to be a very simple thing.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, you know, come over here and tell me what isn't working for you so we can figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a whole new line of work for you, Dave. You can be a consultant. And I think probably it's needed in the industry. And this comes to a question that I've been wondering. Do you find with some events, they'll say, we are an accessible event. We are fully accessible. And then you get there and go, hey, you thought from your point of view that you were accessible, but here I'm the one having to use your accessibility features and they don't fucking work. Does that happen?
That happens at every single event. Every event I've been to, there's been something.
Well,
every event has worked I've made it work in being adaptive. My brain just constantly is trying to adapt to the environment around me. So I've always been able to adapt to the environments, but there's always been something where either the pathways weren't the greatest or the building wasn't fully accessible. The bathrooms weren't, I wasn't able to get into them, or bathrooms were in a really funny spot, or porta potties were having to be used. Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember our first an event that we attended with you or met you there, and it was an outdoor event, and they had their consumption space. It was just one step. And they had a lift, but they had nobody operating that lift.
But then they also they'd created these boardwalks, and we were up there with Dave, and there was no way to turn around. They weren't wide enough, and yeah. It became super obvious that.
And there were a number, we stood there and watched a number of people try and find somebody to operate that lift and then get up onto that raised platform and then struggle. And you and I, that was when you and I first sort of went like, whoa, this is an issue and we're watching it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Even that recent event that we went to, and again, we're not naming names here, but it was a pretty accessible event, but the consumption lounge was certainly not consumption.
It certainly
wasn't accessible.
And a slight change in that the entrance to that consumption lounge would have made it. Actually, maybe it wouldn't have been because I wouldn't be able to consider things like slopes.
Well, why don't we ask Dave?
Yeah, there we go.
If the simplest changes that event people, you know, planning events or designing their dispensaries, what would be, let's say, the top two or three things that should be thought about and that can be done without, like, that just shouldn't be, it should be first thought. What do you think, Dave?
Hire a disabled consultant. Hire a disabled consultant that has lived disability experience, because that's the best way to do it. That's the best way to go about it, such as myself.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said earlier, disability consulting. It's the best route to go.
And I
understand that there's been a lot of people out there that have tried because they've got the heart or the passion to want to try to assist the disabled community. But unfortunately, hasn't quite panned out, as I would like. I can say in a nice way. I haven't seen the changes that I and many of my colleagues and friends would like to have seen by now. So it's a change of a swing of and a change of hiring, of who you're hiring and who you're using at and seeing as your disability consultant or someone on your team as someone who can help you elevate your business, your event or your organization even more. Just having someone who has that lived experience on your team makes a world of difference.
Yeah. And I would think that having that little bit of forethought and, you know, hiring a consultant in the long run will make you money, because by including somebody into the conversation, you are opening the doors to a community of consumers, mm-hmm. who are going to come and use your store.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you?
And probably advertise amongst each other. Hey, yeah. This is a great dispensary. Like it's totally accessible.
It's totally accessible.
And
you'll have no issues.
Is.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, again, that goes back to what we said at the beginning of the episode. You know, we've really been trying to advocate for conversation, for change. And you can't talk about or change something that you don't think about. And I think, you know, there's partial here thoughtlessness over time. And then you think of these historical buildings and whatnot, yeah, where there's steps to get in. But then there are, like you said, Dave, there are the thoughtful people, but they don't have the lived experience to actually execute it in a way that works.
They have the best of intentions, but none of the execution, right? Like, and you can't fault those people entirely, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now that you're creating events now, so you bring a unique perspective, yeah, Dave, to planning events. Is that the first thing you asked an event space? Like, how do you approach it as somebody who is trying to create completely accessible events?
Honestly, I like to use the word inclusion and adapting a lot. I like to run my events like anyone would run an event or would like to set up a successful event to see run properly. Mm-hmm. My goal is to see people happy. I don't care if you're disabled. I don't care you're able-bodied. I don't care where you're from. Or who you are, as long as you're a good person and you like to smoke some cannabis. And even not, we do non-cannabis events as well. We set them up just in any other way, but I have my list and I've made through my life, and just as a tourism brain, who's someone who's gone through school for tourism, I have my checklists and my ideas and my bubbles and my webs of those things that I check off and make sure are done throughout my events and my experiences, so that people with all different types of disabilities or all different types of walks of life, or as many as possible at least, are able to experience what I'm putting together.
I think that's fucking awesome.
It's having that main list of how an event is successful and knowing how an event is successful, but then adding on to it. Mm-hmm. Understanding that there's those little small details that are very important. And if you really do care about the people you are putting on an event for, then your brain, at least my brain and my team's brains, open up to those small little ideas, those small little changes or tweaks or features that make a world of a difference for a multitude of people. And all of a sudden, boom, you've got a whole nother market of customers coming to your events, coming to your spaces, because you've included them in something that they've never seen before.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, it sort of makes me sad, Dave, that here we are in 2024 and this is still an issue. I think that, you know, recognizing these areas that need to have improvement is a great step forward. I would say to anybody out there who is planning events or owns a dispensary or is designing a dispensary, reach out to Dave, mm-hmm, and be like, hey, come check this out and tell me what you think. Because
come mystery shop my store and tell me if it's, you know, if we provide it the same experience.
So you're down in the Niagara area. Are you going to be at Niagara 420?
I will actually be making an appearance at Niagara 420. Myself and my incredible co-founder and creator, Natalia, Natty B, we're going to be speaking on tourism and events at the, I believe, 11 a.m. hour at the expo in Niagara. But then we're going to be jumping in a vehicle and heading ourselves down to Toronto, where we're going to be hosting activation for the Canna Kick It event.
Cool. Oh, nice.
See, he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
In one day.
I know.
Like on 420, I'm not leaving the city of Barrie.
Yeah, you're going to be scouting.
I will be scouting.
I don't know what's going on there, but Dave, I wanted to slip this in as a full hard left. I know you live in Fort Erie, and I've got a really cool Fort Erie connection. So my husband's grandfather... My husband's grandfather, Frank, was the engineer of a locomotive for CN. And the train that he drove is in Fort Erie. So you've got a big locomotive there in like a
An outdoor museum.
I think it's an outdoor. Yeah. So the train there is the train that my husband's grandfather was the engineer of. And we have a picture of that exact locomotive with my husband's grandfather in front of it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So we keep meaning to get down to Fort Erie so that my kids could take a picture with the train that their great-grandfather drove.
Well, do you know what car number it is?
I do. It's 6218.
Look at her go, eh?
Yeah. So it's a small world, and I love that.
That's amazing. You'll have to come on down to Fort Erie.
Who blaze one with Dave and go look at it.
That was me doing a soft invite to come visit you.
You ladies are welcome to come down to Fort Erie anytime. We can have a little bit of a history lesson, maybe smoke some good cannabis and chat about Canadian tourism and what's next for Canadian tourism.
Yeah.
We've been talking to a lot of amazing people in this industry.
Yes, absolutely.
Who really put a lot of effort into making that change of seeing tourism for cannabis. So I think we're on a good path. I think everybody's on a great path. And if we can continue to exchange ideas and minds and continue to have the amazing people such as yourselves continuing to do the advocacy work and change and continue the conversation, things are going to change a lot sooner than I think we're all thinking it's going to change because of how slow it started. But we keep pushing like this, and we'll have that tour, or we'll have those spaces that we're looking for.
That's exactly what we're hoping for, and I think it is true. More voices, more amplified. I think there's a real cohesive message in the cannabis tourism industry,
100%.
Which really helps. Everybody's working together.
Well, I mean, something that we keep coming back to over the last year or so is that cannabis touches every industry. And that is why cannabis is an important issue to every single Canadian. It doesn't matter what industry you work in, you are in some way touching the cannabis industry.
And on that note, accessibility also touches every industry. We haven't even gotten to the conversation here with Dave about, you know, grow facilities and accessibility within the space in that, because that's a whole other conversation, which is probably even harder to have, because I bet those facilities are absolutely not accessible for the most part.
In a number of facilities that I have been in, they're not accessible. Kanja is accessible, which always blows me away because
part
of it.
Because they're head grower.
Well, exactly. Like Dave, to your point, this is exactly like why you want people on your team. Like, because Usman is disabled, when they planned out what the facility was going to look like, it was made with him in mind, right? So everything is accessible. So they can bring anybody in and nobody's going to have an issue. I think it's great. And I think we need more people with that mindset.
Well, let's just keep having this conversation and having this conversation and getting the word out. And I can't wait to see you at the next event we're at. I'm sure you'll be there, Dave, because you always are. And there's always a crowd of people around you because you're such a charismatic human being.
Oh, so, Dave's got the best energy.
So keep doing what you're doing. We are there with you. And let's make these spaces more accessible.
I appreciate that, ladies. Honestly, I love you ladies. You girls are the best. Ever since the day I met you, your energy has been just phenomenal and has kept me going, has helped me with my push, with my ideas, where I want to go, and getting my my word out there all the way out in the Ottawa area and Barrie area, and just north of where I can't reach. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate everything that you've positively have said about me and pushed to help me meet the people I've met. If it weren't for you ladies, I don't know where I'd be right now. So really, Dave, thank you very much for having me on the show, having me in your lives, having me as a friend, and seeing our potential of being able to work together for the greater good of the cannabis industry. We're really looking forward to seeing what we can do with the Dope Creative Club. Myself and, like I said, my partner, Nat, have a lot of really great ideas. We're looking forward to partnering up with a lot of interesting different people within the industry who are also disabled, whether that be physically, mentally, We want to partner up. We want to be able to show people what the disabled can do and what we are here to do, so that the conversation of inclusion and making things more accessible continues to happen. Mm.
Dave, you just got us both on the edge of tears, which is why we got really quiet there, because I hate crying on the show. Your words are so kind. So thank you so much.
And anything we can ever do to help you out on your mission, you let us know. We're right there beside you.
Yeah. Love you, Dave.
Ladies are the greatest. I appreciate you both so much.
Oh.
All right, Dave, we got to let you go before we start crying.
Bye, Dave.
All right.
Bye. Thank you so much for your time again. And I look forward to continuing this conversation soon.
Thanks so much, Dave.
That was an amazing conversation.
Dave, I love Dave.
Such great energy and pushing forward. I hope that you all go and check out Dave on Instagram. He's at Dope and Disabled Productions.
Yep.
Like we said in the episode, you reach out to him if you have any questions, if you have a space yourself that you want to see more accessible, if you're more interested in this cause, tourism. He's very much involved with the CCTA. So, you know, let's get involved, let's have these conversations, and let's start making the improvements that are needed for everybody.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But I think now it's time for us to step away.
Take a toke.
And go be moms. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can find all our episodes wherever you find your favorite podcast, probably where you're listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a stretch, why don't you take a walk to your local dispensary, ask for High Ladies Cannabis. That is the best way to support us. And don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, and of course, share with your friends.
Bye, ladies.
Hi, ladies.